welcome back. It's interesting. Welcome back to the top of hour two of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, October 2nd, 2020. It's interesting, you know, we are doing what we're doing here in America, and the world is looking on. We've all been led, the world at large has been led to believe certain things about this place and the people who occupy the ground on which we stand and live here in America. And now we're at a moment, I think, this is the testing. Are we really those people? Not sure we are. I talk about, from time to time, the stabbing scene in Saving Private Ryan. You know, we're sort of being encouraged to commit suicide, you know. Got this German soldier fighting with Adam Goldberg's character, and he basically says, "Give up. You don't have a chance. Let's end this here. It'll be easier for you, much easier. You'll see, it'll be over quickly." And he shushes him, you know. Shh, be quiet. It'll all be over soon. And I think you have people, you know, Del Bigtree, Jeffrey Jackson, and just lots and lots of people standing courageously in opposition. It's so difficult, you know. The way that we've been conditioned makes you feel like a bad person. If you resist authority, so to speak, then you feel like and that's a very curious thing in America, because if you understand the history of this country, one would think, at least my supposition is, one would think that we would have the opposite view sort of woven inextricably into our DNA. And perhaps we would have I don't know, the words of someone like Friedrich Bastiat sort of emblazoned on our frontal lobe, you know. When law and morality contradict each other, the citizen has the cruel alternative of either losing his moral sense or losing his respect for the law. And, you know, the founders expressed similar sentiments. When the law becomes unjust or immoral, then the citizen has an obligation not to obey it. It's kind of the general overriding context. You know, the words of Benjamin Franklin, it is the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority, not in a subversive fashion, but just to make sure, you know, what's your angle? Kind of like Thomas McNeice said in the Reese Committee hearings, when he was asked, wouldn't you want experts? Wouldn't you want technocrats at your disposal if you were trying to do something in government? Because after all, the administration of government is agnostic. Right, Mr. McNeice? And McNeice's answer was brilliant, as I always mention. It was, yes, of course I would want experts at my disposal, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, but first I would want to know what their ideological leaning was. I don't want Marxist experts, for example. I don't want communist experts. That's kind of why we're here. You know, there are people who have an ideological bent that is subversive to our foundational tenets, I don't want those people at my disposal. In fact, I don't want them anywhere near me. They're, you know, entitled to their own views and opinions, but I don't want them anywhere near my government. Because their views don't square with our foundational tenets. It's that simple. Those views, regardless of who holds them. So I think we're coming to a moment here in America where rubber is meeting road, chickens are coming home to roost, so, you know, who are we? Are we Private Stanley Mellish, or are we Corporal Timothy Upham, or Sergeant Mike Horvath, or whatever? It's interesting. I think there are some folks who are standing in opposition. That was one of the things I was going to touch on yesterday. Sort of go down the list. There are a lot of folks standing in opposition. You know, meet the resistance of conscientious objectors, so to speak. You know, some are a little cheeky in my list. Others are more literal. Conscientious objectors to COVID-19 related tyranny. Oh, wait, the gaslighting, as I said yesterday, would have you believe it doesn't, or they or we don't exist. So just a few, you know. I mentioned Dr. Schoening. Del Victory interviewed him. And all of that interesting stuff. All the folks that Del Victory has interviewed, you know, MD, you know, family doc, and sitting Minnesota Senator Scott Jensen, Congressman Thomas Massey, and, you know, you look at some of the things that have happened. On my list, I have folks like Neil, Professor Lockdown Ferguson himself. Why? Because remember when he bucked the lockdown to see his mistress unapologetically? Interesting. And even more interesting that Dr. Mike Eden, former Pfizer senior exec, was interviewed recently. And, well, here's the title of the talk radio video. This is, you know, former scientific advisor at Pfizer, Dr. Mike Eden. The title of the video, published September 17th, was Dr. Mike Eden, government are using a COVID-19 test with undeclared false positive rates, getting into how the tests really work and how convenient. You know, interviewed by Julia Hartley Brewer, the description reads, Dr. Eden said the government are using a test with an undeclared false positive rate. That's dreadful, the description says. If you don't know what it is, shame on you, he said. Dr. Mike Eden, the description reads, wants those who have tested positive for coronavirus to be tested again to eliminate the possibility of the test being a false positive. The description also adds Health Secretary Matt Hancock. So the former scientific advisor at Pfizer, Dr. Mike Eden, has reissued his challenge to the Health Secretary Matt Hancock regarding the coronavirus testing. And I was going to mention when Professor Lockdown did what he did, Health Secretary Matt Hancock basically was, you know, came to the rescue. And well, there was a Fox News article that was interesting. Married mom, not sorry for quarantine busting tryst with Britain's Professor Lockdown. That was one article I read about this. And Matt Hancock, Britain's health secretary, admitted Wednesday he was left speechless after it emerged Neil Ferguson, whose model suggested 250,000 people could die in Britain from coronavirus without drastic action, broke lockdown rules to meet his married mistress. Hancock said, although Ferguson is a very eminent and impressive scientist, he took the right decision to resign. Yeah. He told Sky News that the social distancing rules are there for everyone. They are incredibly important and they are deadly serious. So basically, you know, the point was in reading the article, Secretary Hancock, you know, is sort of buttressing Ferguson's reputation, you know, although he is a very eminent and impressive scientist. No, he's not. He's a lackey. He's a shiller. He's just a stooge who shows up with a model every once in a while. He has, you know, he's the bagman for the mafia or the driver, you know, who's a guy with at least previously a sterling reputation, even though his models have always been used in precisely the same fashion that we saw in March. And then suddenly the Imperial College London gets a $79 million, $80 million grant from the Gates Foundation, the same time that the model is used to terrify the world. Imagine that. What a coincidence. For malaria research, of course. In the pile of money, the $400 million that the Gates Foundation has given Ferguson's Imperial College London in the last 14 years. That's, you know, I dare say $400 million buys some serious influence. $79 million probably bought some serious influence. Who knows? Maybe it's just another coincidence. So I put Ferguson on the list. Neil, Professor Lockdown, Ferguson himself, the CDC itself. Remember, masks don't help. Wait, maybe they do. It's not aerosolized. No, wait, it is. No, wait, maybe not. And, of course, you know, from the CDC, the actual, wink, wink, quote, unquote, U.S. death toll is only around 6,000. Oops, never mind. Just over, you know, it's around 6,200 people out of 200,000. Wait, sorry, no, that's, we need to bury that. The World Health Organization itself has tattled on itself at various moments. Vaccine czars themselves, Hotez, what's his name, the other guy, and even the godfather himself, Stanley Plotkin, they've all expressed misgivings with regard to the Warp Speed initiative. Fauci and Redfield themselves, remember Fauci and Redfield navigating the uncharted. COVID is no worse than the seasonal flu. People seem to forget that. Fauci, you know, masks don't help. Remember that early on? Masks don't help. Nah, in fact, they may hurt. They're, you know, they're bad. Speaking of harm, Fauci, remember, when was that? I want to say June, but I don't think that's right. When Fauci said, there are cases where treatment may cause injury. We should pull that clip up, but, world-renowned professor Didier Raoult, as I said yesterday, PCR test inventor Kerry Mullis himself, albeit posthumously, Austrian MD Christian Fiala, Dr. David Rasnick, Doctors for Truth over in Spain, Professor Jean-Francois Toussaint over in France, Dr. Schoening in Germany, America's frontline doctors by the hundreds. By the way, Dr. Schoening says that he represents, he said thousands, he said more than a thousand, and he said both. He said thousands and more than a thousand doctors and medical professionals and scientists around the world. German Pictures Perspectives on the Pandemic series, which has been memory hold substantially, right? I mean, even from non-social media platforms, I sort of poked around for that the other day, gone. Dr. John Ioannidis, Dr. and Professor Newt Vikowski, Dr. David L. Katz, Drs. Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi, remember that? Dust up in the media, journalists questioning doctors and acting indignant when doctors just say, look, here are the facts, here's the data that we've collected. So journalists incensed, that doesn't fit the narrative, how dare you perpetuate these lies. It's data that we've collected. These are tests, people that have actually come in, tests that we've actually run. Here are the numbers based on what's wrong with you people. Investigative journalist Sam Husseini, author Matt Stoller, the undercover epicenter nurse. There have been a few of those. Dr. Judy Mikovits, of course. Bobby Kennedy Jr. As I said, former chief science officer for Pfizer, Dr. Mike Yeadon, who says the second wave is being faked on false positive COVID tests. The pandemic is over, is what he said. Professor Paul Kirkham, epidemiologist Barry Thomas, Professor Carl Hennigan, the recent prayer vigil. I guess Black Lives Matter and Antifa are probably, you know, we could throw them in there too as conscientious objectors to COVID, since they, you know, don't social distance. Unmasked sites, you know, all of those such and such unmasked sites and efforts across the country. The Indian researchers and Nobel laureate Luc Montagnier, of course, and his mathematician partner Jean-Claude Perez, Del Bigtree, all the people that he's interviewed, James Corbett, Whitney Webb, Ryan Christian, Chuck Baldwin, Dr. Annie Bukacek, that Baldwin is referred to. On and on the list goes. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, How would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
From the Highwire interview or the episode, yesterday's episode, maybe in the next segment. But remember way back on May 20th, Fox News, Tyler Olson wrote an article for Fox News titled, Doctors Raise Alarm About Health Effects of Continued Coronavirus Shutdown Mass Casualty Incident. And there was a reference to the Doctor A Day letter signed by hundreds of doctors as part of the America's Frontline Doctors project and group with over 600 doctors at the time, more now. Signed first and particularly by Dr. Simone Gold. And, there's hundreds of folks. And speaking of America's Frontline Doctors, I mean, I've mentioned the presentation by Dr. Jeff Mitchell, where he did what we do in scientific fashion when science actually has high regard for vigorous debate, as science historically has. Actual science has always... I posted a link to the Highwire interview on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook channel, and I included the following description, I guess, explainer or whatever. In the event you haven't been living in a cave during the 2 weeks turned 6 months and counting of tyrannical COVID-19 lockdown, this is an absolute must watch. Hats off to the Highwire with Del Bigtree, Jeffrey Jackson, Dr. Scott Atlas. We'll get to him in a minute. We were building to that. And all the many courageous folks standing up and speaking out despite the relentless censorship and gaslighting for freedom, sensibility, and sanity. I want to put reason too, but I just, bad guys, disdainful attitude toward reason, Actual science, it reads, actual science has always honored vigorous debate, while quackery, pseudoscience, and the new neo-feudalist, technocratic, aka techno-fascist canon of scientism, science as a religion, only seeks to buttress an or the agenda-driven false narrative. And I included, isn't this the information age? Isn't it time to come out of the dark ages of voodoo, superstition, and taboos, regardless of how many federal agencies and so-called would-be world governance bodies regurgitate them? Isn't it time? So you have all these folks, like Dr. Jeff Mitchell, who goes through an exhaustive presentation asking the questions people would ask. Logical questions people ask, going through the arguments to the conclusion they've come to because they did the same thing. That's what you do in science. You make a hypothesis and then you go to your peers and say, okay, help me disprove this so we can move on. I think I'm onto something. Help me disprove it so we can move on. That's a courageous thing to do. But we have not been encouraged or really even able to do that during this nonsense. Everyone who tries to respectfully say, now hold on a second. It seems like you might have an error there in your math. Looks like you have a little error in your math there. That is met with silence. Seize him. You know, in the neo-feudalist, technocratic, you know, scientism as a religion regime that's shaping up. And as, you know, when Del Bigtree asked the question, what about the parallels to Nazi Germany? And Dr. Schoening said, we here don't usually make that comparison in Germany. You know, that's a very sobering thing. But he said, but this is how it happens. You know, now is probably, you know, a fitting time to make that comparison, not just in Germany, obviously, but this is how it happens, he said. This is how it happens. People just keep standing idly by as things get worse and worse. This, what we're seeing is exactly how it happens. And so people have been standing up and voicing their concerns. Entire channels like the Highwire, for example, have been scrubbed from YouTube. Entire profiles have been scrubbed from places like Facebook and Twitter and other places. It's amazing that people still are employed. Dr. Jeffrey Barkey, Dr. and Senator Jensen, you know, because the Bill Gates of the world would like to run the Scott Jensens and the Thomas Massies and Jeffrey Mitchell's, or Jeff Mitchell and Jeffrey Barkey and Simone Gold's, you know, probably off the planet. Which I think tells you all you need to know. Right? Bill Gates told Donald Trump not to investigate vaccines. That's a dead end. Don't do that. Why is that? Maybe because Bill Gates admitted at World Economic Forum in 2019 at Davos that vaccines are obscenely profitable. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, October 2nd, 2020. I wanted to get to probably a couple of excerpts from the interview or the Highwire episode yesterday titled A Debate Worth Watching. You can catch it on Facebook. Still, as far as I know, we're running out of time. That's my fault. So much going on. We started late. That was entirely my fault. I want to get to the phones. In case we don't get to the excerpts of the episode, I highly encourage folks to watch it and to circulate it far and wide, not necessarily expecting any good outcome. You know, if you circulate it among folks who are entirely, you know, hook, line, and sinker for the establishment narrative, don't expect that it's going to make converts, but it should be shared far and wide. I think we have an obligation to ourselves and to posterity, which again is something that was discussed in the episode, you know, to do that in a very sober-minded kind of fashion. And again, I'm reminded of Larkin, Texas, reminding us time and time again that we're allowed to say whatever we want. In fact, it's good that we say things that maybe feed into the turmoil and the tumult, but we're not supposed to. It's the behavior, you know, and that's what these guys say. I mean, how many times have we heard Bill Gates in the last few months say, as long as the behavior changes, I think we have a real opportunity to change behavior? More times than I care to think about. I've heard him talk about behavior, changing people's behavior. You know, which gets back to that CNN article, which actually they cited on the Highwire. Back to normal, why we must accept it won't happen. That was a CNN article published just 3 days ago. Actually, it's time for the American people to become, you know, in a sense, the unreasonable man that's steadfast and resolute and not ready to capitulate to organized crime, as Dr. Schoening put it. So I want to go to the phones here in a second, but first let me finish the list of conscientious objectors to the nonsense. There are just a few other people I was going to mention. You know, Ben Swan obviously has been pretty outspoken. Dr. David E. Martin is another. Dr. Andrew Kaufman has had some important things to say, some very intelligent, articulate things to say. Dr. Thomas Cowan, Dr. Dennis G. Rancourt, D.G. Rancourt, and of course you, dear listener. Seriously, I think it is worth saying that you are included in that list. I'm not being presumptive. I'm just saying if you are, then I'm acknowledging the fact that you are, because the gaslighting would, it's just psychological error. That's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to be presumptuous. And I'm saying I acknowledge the fact that you are one of the folks that's been saying, no, this is wrong. And of course, everyone here at RBN, including yours truly, trying to, you know, remain steadfast, speak up, stand up, speak out, whatever, however you want to say that. Not rise up, not shaking the Marxist fist, none of that stuff. But, you know, just remaining steadfast and resolute and saying, no, this doesn't make any sense. This is all wrong. And the more that you try to shout at me and shout me down and shut me up, the more wrong it seems readily apparent what you're doing is. So I think that makes me want to remain even more steadfast and resolute. And you have courageous folks. I mean, they opened the episode yesterday after the sort of intro with the little clip of Dr. Scott Atlas the other day at the White House press briefing, September 26, 2020. Saying what he said, you know, and journalists, again, disdainful, outraged. How dare you? So who are we supposed to believe, Dr. Atlas, you or Redfield? You or Redfield? You or Redfield? And he said, go read the science. You want the most up-to-date, and Redfield seems to be relying on this data that goes back to, I think, March and April is what he said. But here's what the latest data tells us. How dare you? Heretic. Who are we supposed to believe, Dr. Atlas, you or Redfield? You, the heretic, or Redfield? And he just kept replying, just look at the science. Just look at the data. Decide for yourself. Why do you need some grand poopbah, some grand wizard that you just go read, for Pete's sake, journalist? And then do your job as a journalist. The institution that's safeguarded under the First Amendment, just do your job. Investigate and report. Stop being a lackey and a stooge, carrying water for organized crime, as Dr. Schoening put it. Enough on that. To the phones we go. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome. We have Brian. Do we have Brian? I don't hear Brian.
Okay, I'm with you now. I'm sorry.
All right.
So this Dr. Hiko Schoening was released from jail, and we put up in your chat room at the 7-minute mark of a video interview, he's mentioning the 2008 financial crisis.
Yeah, and he goes back all the way to the, what do you call it? Anthrax. You know, there was anthrax, and there was September 11. Then there was the finance, and I wish he would have come back to that, the point that you're making. But yeah, he went through the trail, and he said, you know, it's the same MO, it's the same perpetrators. Here we are again.
Okay, so here's a doctor in Germany, but I wouldn't expect him to know about the financial thing. He's a doctor. At least he knows something about it. But what I am thinking is this Greg Kionis, who was interviewed on Ingrid Castle's show with Lark to try and discuss the COVID communitarian linkages. And I know that Greg is still up for an interview, possibly on your show, because he does know a lot about the financial aspect, and I think this story needs to get out there, and Lark was also a big wig businessman. If we could possibly kick that can down the road, I want you to play this interview because your time is short. I'm just putting that bee in your bonnet if you're up for maybe just a little conversation with Greg on the phone. I just talked to him, and he's up for any interviews because he's trying to raise funds for this Ohio court case with Thomas Renz.
Mm-hmm.
Should I let you get back to what you had intended for your show today, and we'll talk about the biochar communitarian linkages to all this at another time?
Sure. Yeah, and let's do that, definitely.
All right, thanks so much for taking till then, Chris. Over now.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brian. I look forward to it. And I agree. And it's interesting, you know, speaking of the financial just briefly, it's, if you don't understand it, it's boring. And I am no, you know, economist or whatever. I have not attended Wharton or LSE, London School of Economics, or any of that, but I know enough to be dangerous, I would say, and, you know, spent some time in related industries, worked in financial services, held a Series 6 and 63 at one point, you know, spent some time in the mortgage industry and have a brain, you know, always, you know, these days especially, always asking questions and double checking. And so what you realize is, you know, I mean, it's intended to be confusing to the average person so that it drives you away. Oh yeah, that's confusing. Who knows why markets do what markets do? Well, Keynes seemed to know pretty well. And he thought Lenin seemed to know pretty well. So that's interesting. You know, you listen to guys like President Garfield, he seemed to know pretty well shortly before his demise. And so it's made to seem complicated because really what it is just a shell game that's, you know, no more sophisticated at a certain level or from a certain perspective than the carnival shell game. That's all it is. It's a Ponzi scheme that should be outlawed. Why does the guy who prints money in his basement go to prison when the Federal Reserve itself, St. Louis Fed, who owns the Federal Reserve Banks, in plain English? It says right on the webpage, the Federal Reserve Banks are not a part of the federal government. But they exist because of an act of Congress. No, they exist because of an unholy alliance that was forged. The Federal Reserve Banks are not a part of the federal government. The Federal Reserve tells you that. Where do you find that in the Constitution? It was a coup. And it's made to seem complicated so that the average person feels confused and doesn't want to seem stupid, so they run away from that whole discussion. But this is the epicenter of how bad things are perpetuated. You know, first it was Hammer and Hank Paulson. You know, if you don't do this, there will be martial law in the streets. And the Washington Post even published, you know, as a result of FOIA requests, they said, you know, we've received thousands of documents, including the phone records of, you know, Geithner, Vikram Pandit, what's his name? The other guy, you know, and Bernanke. What's the other financial guy? There was Pandit. There was Jamie Dimon. You know, all of these guys were having phone conversations with each other. Lengthy phone conversations. The Washington Post even published the article. It was a crime out in plain sight. They all made deals before Hammer and Hank Paulson went before Congress and gave his little performance. Who is, you know, a former Goldman Sachs guy himself, if you don't do this, and they'd already divided up the spoils. Guys like David E. Martin have talked about how, you know, this worked. And who else talked about that recently? I want to say Jim Rickards. How it's supposed to work. I'm pretty sure it was Jim Rickards that I'm thinking of also. Specifically where, you know, this is how you should, you know, too big to fail should have never happened. You know, and speaking of Joan Vian, she gave us a lot of the kind of window behind the insight into what was going on, or, you know, pulling the wizard's curtain back at these meetings and saying, you know, the super regulator position is a way to bump the control strings up to, you know, the IMF level, basically a little closer to the apex that Carol Quigley talked about. Once you start to see this stuff, it's not that tricky. It's just the stupid shell game. It's exactly what Quigley wrote about. It's the way that these things are perpetuated, because in this kind of a so-called fractional reserve system, a fiat scheme like this, you always got to have new blood, new money. It's the new money game. And, you know, Big Pharma knows that. Big Oil knows that. The military-industrial complex knows that, which is why they all want to touch that stuff hot off the Federal Reserve printing presses first, because it's the first money game. If you're in a Ponzi scheme, you always want to be, you know, you don't want to be the last guy in, because then who's going to line your pockets in the Ponzi scheme? You want to be the guy who starts the Ponzi scheme. You go out and tell people, no, if you just get a few, you know, you get like five people, then, you know, I mean, look at this windfall that you'll receive. Keynes wrote about it. It's not that sophisticated. John Kenneth Galbraith has the most, I don't know, famous quote of all, I think, in economics books published in the 70s. You know, the process by which money is created, I think it goes, is so simple, the mind is literally repelled. I want to say that's how it goes. That was in econ books in the 70s. It's not complicated. It's not sophisticated. It's not complex. It's made to seem that way to drive people away from it. But it is imperative that we understand it. And this is not a new issue either. Just a little for a moment on that, since, you know, Brian brought it up. I mean, I always think of John Adams' words. The way that he put it in a letter to Jefferson in 1787, he wrote, "All the perplexities, confusions, and distresses in America arise not from defects in their constitution or confederation, not from a want of honor or virtue, so much as from downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. All the perplexities, confusions, and distresses in America arise from what? A downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. All." I'm pretty sure when John Adams wrote all, he meant all. And I think the same argument still applies today. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, October 2nd, 2020. 3 weeks ago, I started a series, sort of became, it morphed into different things, but you know, the question, based on the question asked by a family member, does voting matter? And I try to go through an intelligent, you know, response to that question, not just a quippy, you know, rhetorical soundbite, but a thoughtful, intelligent response from my perspective. And it, you know, speaking of the financial stuff, I will say though, before I get back to that, what can we do? What can we do about all of this? I have some thoughts on that. I intended to get to actually today, haven't gotten to yet, probably get to next week, but especially with the elections in view and what probably we can expect to happen based on all, you know, the confluence of things represented, for example, in the efforts of the Transition Integrity Project. Opposition research, which is really, you know, gaming scenarios to ensure outcomes, and the outcome they're trying to ensure is the business plot. And I've been talking about, you know, the harbingers that have been lurking on the periphery all these months, you know, including guys like Chuck Schumer saying exactly that. President Trump needs to assign a military man who can, wow. I mean, it's lifted right from the pages of the business plot. So what we can do, I mean, one thing you can do is there, you know, it's a fundraiser week. And so to conclude, I need to mention that, you know, that's going on. So your continued support of the network is greatly appreciated. If you're, you know, interested in doing that and not aware of how, go to republicbroadcasting.org. You'll see information on how to do that. On the left-hand side, you can donate in a variety of ways. And then, of course, there's the donate button in the main menu over on the right-hand side if you're looking on a desktop browser. And that has some links. The information is there. Again, your support is greatly appreciated. I think the world would not, it would be a much darker place without Republic Broadcasting. And, you know, speaking of Republic Broadcasting, I mean, there are so many gems that you get along the way. And speaking of, does voting matter? I've mentioned, as I did at the beginning of that Does Voting Matter series, the national election pool, like I always do. And I always say the late great Jack Otto was the only person I ever heard talk about this. He referred to the Voter News Service at the time in his last public talk. But that was here, you know, people I think learned predominantly of Jack Otto here at RBN. And, you know, maybe in subsequent years, I think we should dig up some of his old conversations and stuff. Anyway, the voting turned into financial pretty quickly. Other things I left on the table, Wednesday, September 16th, I left John Dewey's Public Schools Replaced Christianity with Collectivist Humanism. That was an Epic Times article that was pretty good. But it quickly went financial. Pat in Texas called on Thursday, the 17th, and mentioned United Nations Global Straitjacket by Joan Vion. And I touched on the financial stuff from there. And by Friday, I went into Greenspan and how Greenspan talked about people should read Ben Steele's book. Who is Ben Steele? What is the Marshall Plan? Oh, yeah, they talked about that at Event 201. So to Brian's point, it comes right back around to that and the economic implications, you know, and the new technocratic, the international, you know, resource-based economic order that Patrick Wood has been talking about comes right into full view. That's definitely a central point in what bad guys, the criminal enterprise that Dr. Schoening talked about is up to. I hope it was informative. I hope you have a great weekend. As always, it truly is an honor and pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side. Really works.
Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.